SK Telecom breach, massive ransomware outage, beware AI links. This week's cybersecurity update highlights three major incidents. SK Telecom data breach, South Korea. SK Telecom, the largest telecom service provider in South Korea, faced a serious data breach involving 28 compromised servers infected with 33 malware strains. A joint investigation revealed the company's delayed breach reporting, prompting the South Korean government to impose a fine of 30 million won, approx. USD 21,890. The company must now fulfill strict legal obligations, including quarterly security audits, free USIM replacements, and allowing users to cancel subscriptions without penalties. Minister Yu Sang-im called it a stark reminder of telecom infrastructure vulnerabilities. Ingram Micro ransomware attack. IT distributor Ingram Micro suffered a ransomware attack just before the 4th of July weekend, leading to a major website outage. The company swiftly took systems offline, partnered with a cybersecurity firm, and alerted law enforcement. Although they filed an 8K form with the US SEC and set up a dedicated update page, services remained disrupted. Customers in multiple countries can place orders via phone or email. The attack is suspected to be by the SafePay Group, although no data has been leaked on the dark web yet. Malicious links via chat, GPT, and Perplexity. Netcraft reported that AI tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity can unknowingly share harmful links. In tests, GPT 4.1 provided phishing links in over 30% of attempts. Thousands of phishing pages masquerading as support sites have emerged. Some malicious actors have even embedded fraudulent APIs in developer projects, diverting transactions. These incidents underscore the risk of blindly trusting AI-generated outputs. OpenAI's CEO has advised users to be cautious, emphasizing responsible use of AI tools. This bulletin serves as a critical reminder to remain vigilant against cyber threats and exercise caution when interacting with digital platforms.